Well, where did this year go? I'm sure we're all saying that. For all the happy and all the troublesome and everything in between about this year, where did it go? And more importantly, what seeds have been set? What awareness has been fostered and nourished and supported, sustained in each of us, in our group field, in everyone who's a human being, because all beings are alike unto myself and equal to myself. And as each of us has meditated, notice the usually not noticed, taken it off the cushion, experimented in the wide variety of ways that we have been doing. May all beings have experienced the reverberations of that. Every being who we interact with, all the beings inside our body. Microbes and so forth. As we have addressed and tried to come to understand how and why it is that we have hostility in ourselves, aggression, and so forth, may it be that that has reverberated into the world so that one day, maybe today, all hostility will cease. And as we have looked at our clingings and cravings and attachments and noticed the usually not noticed and softened and opened over and over and over again, often laughing and smiling about it and just bringing humor to the whole situation, and sometimes just with tears of how can that still be something that I react to? May it be that that resonates through all other human beings so that the clingings and the cravings and the avoidances, the fears and the hopes and the ups and the downs, and the complete lack of equanimity that so often overtakes our emotions and mind. May it resonate through all other human beings. Because these two things, clingings, cravings, and their opposites, which are part of them, avoidance, rejection, are why there is hostility. In fact, every time we react in that way as human beings about anything, it's a hostility. So, as we sit this morning, like a Buddha, imagining ourselves, however you want to picture that, being not only in resonance with all existence, a sameness, a sharedness with all existence. But sitting in a peace, a vibrant tranquility that is life enhancing, life supporting, that is so neutral as to be blissful and generate that bliss of neutrality, of impartiality. Like this image is showing us, vibrate it, emanate it, be it in our world, a world that is suffering, where human beings do terrible things to other human beings. where human beings do terrible things to Mother Nature and animals. So we look at it like the Buddha is looking. We look at it so we can see it for what it is. It's my hostility. It's my attachment to meat at a meal, for instance, that makes for animal, horrible animal abuse. And we just look at it for the truth of it, for the fact of it, and then enter neutrality, a bliss, a peace, a serenity, where there's no clinging, no craving, no rejection, no mind, no discriminations, and abiding as that, being that, it is emanating into the world. A purity, a loving kindness, a bliss. And so we smile. So many ways to apply our training. Every single moment. And we begin, eyes opened or eyes closed, actually imagining that we are gazing into our whole world, all its energetics, all its beauty, all that is awe-inspiring, majestic, magical, and all that is not. But gazing at it at first, of course, in list, whatever list, like the one I just gave. But then it all goes neutral, luminous, equal, vibrant, and simply energy. The purity of energy. And we are sitting absolutely serene and mountain-like, immovable, majestic, because that's the nature of the heart. Nothing is more powerful. And we settle into our own inner majesty. With the wish to liberate all beings. from any and all. Things that catch us. Things that entangle us. Get us all worked up, frustrated or worried. All the ways in which hostility arises within us. And we experience in this moment as we establish our meditation that in that neutrality, spacious and luminous, and in the total embrace and radiant field of the heart, in that blend and union of heart and mind, there is no hostility, nor is there any clinging, any attachment. There are no characteristics. No likes, no dislikes. Nor anything to like or dislike. It's completely empty and neutral, radiant and pure. As we meditate, we are the world. As we meditate, we are every single human being. And we pray it forward. May it be that whatever goodness and wholeness, serenity, tranquility that you experience is experienced right now, this instant, by countless people in their circumstances, that somebody lays down a gun, somebody stops yelling at another person or having a prejudiced thought, that somebody helps another person, that somebody is kind and kind-hearted, because these are all born of neutrality, of radiant, blissful, no-mind neutrality. We breathe in. We breathe out. We meditate like Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, saints, precious devic beings. In our world, of this world, as we complete this year, and as we begin our day, We take a long, slow, deep breath. And with all existence, we breathe in the world. We breathe out purity and serenity. Gandhi said it. Gandhi said it so well. Be the change you want to see. So, with that blessing, may we all complete our year and be the changes we want to see in the world, not just in ourselves. With that excellent, create your day. Love you all.